This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 4. What does it matter? Our scripture comes from Philippians 1. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice. If you hear that a former pastor is in prison, you get concerned. What happened? Did he do something terrible? The Philippians had heard that Paul was in prison, so Paul reassured them that he was there because of his mission to share the good news about Jesus. And to that, Paul added an encouragement. The gospel was being preached more as a result of his being a prisoner for Christ. That was good news, but there was a flip side. Some of those preachers had some very wrong, selfish motivations. For some reason, they had preached against Paul, even as they preached the gospel. Maybe envy drove them to try to turn the spotlight onto themselves. That wasn't honest or Christ-like at all. But how did Paul respond to that? "What does it matter?" he wrote. Really? It didn't bother him that some were preaching out of selfish ambition? Apparently not. Why? Because Paul was head over heels in love with Jesus and the good news of salvation. So if Christ was being preached and the message rang true, hallelujah. That jaw-dropping truth is a challenge for us all. Do we love Jesus so much that we can let other concerns drop? Even if we don't like a certain preacher, are we excited enough about the gospel to rejoice that it is being shared anyway? That's a tough one. But by grace, Paul achieved that mindset, and we can too. Pray with me. Fill us with love for you and for your gospel, Lord. Help us to celebrate wherever and whenever your word is preached. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.